You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, YKWD fans? This weekend, September 27th through 29th, Bobby Kelly will be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Go to Robert Kelly Live right now for tickets and information.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Let's get a chat room.
So the app is working right now.
Whoa.
That's fucking nuts. All right, man.
What does that mean, the app?
Did anybody download it?
All right, you're the best. All right, thanks, man. If I might call you if things, just to check if something fucks up.
Is it available?
All right.
Nobody's texting me.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Bye. CJ? Yeah.
Never.
Fucking app. So you can listen live through the app now.
What does the app mean? What does that mean on your iPhone?
On the App Store?
Dude, no. We have a fucking Riotcast iPad, Android, and iPhone app.
Is it available?
And now, not yet. It's in. It's not.
All right,
available.
So nobody can listen because nobody has the app.
The people that have the app can listen though.
Who has the app?
We're live right now.
But nobody has the app.
Yeah, but people that do, it works. That's the counts.
Oh,
you fucking dumb.
It's in test phase.
I thought it meant that people were going to get to listen.
No. It's
we can have an audience.
It's working, which is great.
So we could hypothetically have an audience at some point in the future.
And so do we release this even if... So is this just one OTOTO? One time only? Or do we release this
Say that
later?
Again?
Like what we're doing right now, are we also recording it? And then we release it? Like what if we have pearls and then no one was listening live?
Should definitely record it.
We're recording this. Yeah. This is a podcast.
So this will be released. That's what I'm asking.
This
That's what
is
I'm asking.
A test podcast that we're actually using.
That's what I'm asking.
So we
are will release this.
We will release this, Joe.
So it's podcast. I see. So I'm just boobly boo.
It records on the board?
It records on the, yes.
Wow.
It's very likely that my grandmother's going to see this on my Facebook and then listen, so if we could go easy on me today. No herpes talk, I don't know. I mean, she's on Facebook a lot. She may just go click and listen, and then all of a sudden you guys are calling me a faggot or something.
Yeah. Oh, grandma list.
Yeah, Grandma Campbell, really.
We would never call you a faggot.
Yeah, I don't usually use that word, so I apologize to... I also have some gay family members that might be listening, too. I don't know if I like this live business.
Why?
Because otherwise, normally I just forget everything I said, and then a week later, people tweet at me, and I'm like, oh, right. But now this is like,
when does it start?
This is just the same thing.
Have we started?
The people, well, it hasn't started yet, technically.
Oh.
We haven't started recording yet.
This is a pre-show.
This is the pre-show to the first, you were on Ustream right now on YKWD Live page. If you guys are listening, go to YKWD Live page. On Ustream, you can actually see Sam, my hand, Joe List's face waving, and Kelly Vistuka, some of her face.
Why are we doing our own pre-show? I mean, we're our warm-up?
I'm sorry.
Very skeptical, Sam.
Yeah, Sam.
I'm just saying. If you just start the show.
We can't just start the show.
Why?
Because I'm figuring out how to start the show.
Oh.
Let me see how many likes I've gotten on my Facebook post. Should be good. Got to be up to at least two.
Okay, here we go.
Night to do it, too. Labor Day. Oh, I got two comments here. Here comes something. One of the comments is mine, though.
I've got a comment. Nice. Sound is kind of low, though.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. He said talk loud.
Yeah.
Talk louder.
Oh.
Okay.
How's that? Ask him if we're
talking louder.
Is that better?
Hey.
Ask him if that's better. Testing. Testing. That must be better.
Has to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's really loud.
I really don't like the fucking... Sam is like... like a real pessimist.
Very negative. Very negative.
So now, Jeff Dyer says we can hear it live on the website.
All right. Yeah, well, Jeff Dye. He's a celebrity.
No, Jeff Dyer.
Oh,
he's
never
a different
mind.
Guy.
Tommy Bonnigan is loving it.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good joke. Hey. Jeff Dyer, Tommy Bonnigan. It's the last Comic Standing reference. He's also a friend of mine. I thought I nailed that. Jesus.
Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Sorry, I didn't know we weren't allowed to come out of the gate hot on this episode.
And they're off. Here he goes.
Bobby left the room, so
Sam's not being negative. He's just playing the role of a producer, which is what he's been doing for a long time.
Right.
You got to do that. You got to be that devil's advocate that goes, hang on a sec, guys.
Okay, let's realize who wants to get on the ONA show with her fucking optimism with this cunt. Listen to me. First of all, that's not true. He hasn't done anything for the ONA show in 5 years. About the fucking Sam Roberts show. Okay?
I really don't do anything behind the scenes.
I've seen you there. You're just trying to forward your career.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not sitting there going, how can I make the whole thing better?
Yeah, you're not coming in with show prep and news clippings and videos.
Unless it's for me. Oh, look, I can spin this in my direction.
I'm not trying to forward my career because I wouldn't be here. Hello, Zinger. Ding dong. Email me.
We have to get Joe fucking a Zinger bucket. Every time you do one of those, we get a nickel from you.
Yeah. Some sort of sound effect.
Yeah, all right, we're going to be recording right fucking... You ready to do this?
Oh, we didn't get that?
No, you didn't get that, Joe. Sorry.
Oh, jeez.
But we got it now.
These poor people, can we reset up my zing?
No.
Ah, jeez.
Go ahead, reset your zing, Joe.
What's the bandana doing way over there? Let's get that a lot closer to Kelly, first of all.
Can you explain to Sam what the bandana
is? When you have a joke that bombs, you have to tie the bandana around your microphone. But you don't worry. It'll be.
No, don't fuck him. Don't worry.
Well, I thought I was trying to make it.
We have. All right, here we are. We're doing the.
There's no intro for the show.
Yeah, we do all that in post. We're not actually like your show. This is what you're comparing it to.
Yeah.
A real radio show.
We could go live to. Well, if we're doing it live, shouldn't there be the intro for the live listeners?
No. There's no intro for this. I told you what the show is. This is a test. Real podcast show.
Oh.
We're testing the live and we're testing the video feed. Right now you can go to YKWD Live on Ustream and try to find it.
So you didn't ask me to come do like a real show. You asked me
no,
to
No, this
to
is a real show. We're actually
what?
This is a real test show.
No, but it's a test show.
It's a hybrid show.
Oh. Yeah, because it's going to be a regular show.
Right.
And then for the diehard fans that are listening to it right now.
Yeah, this is for fucking diehard fans. We're doing two shows this week. For diehard fans who are a little alone tonight on a Monday night, a Labor Day.
Right.
Maybe don't have anybody. You're sick of watching fucking Storage Wars and fucking Anthony Bourdain on Channel 88 in New York. They're like, fuck, what am I going to do now? And then they oh, shit, I'll go listen to this.
Yeah.
And Sam Roberts is on.
Oh,
fucking
my God.
Boom.
And then we got the Truth Joe List.
Hey.
Look at
him.
He just whistled because he didn't even need to whistle, but his mouth is so small, it just happens sometimes.
My nose is stuffed up.
Yeah, mouth strike right out of the gate.
And we have Kelly Festuca, a.k.a. Fatso.
Hey. I like it's so easy. You could... Fatstuca is like a pun, but you bypass Fatstuca to go with just Fatso.
Well, no, because we usually call her Fat Kelly, but
okay.
I mean, let's be real. I'm the fattest guy in the room, Kelly. Somebody actually...
also, she's not
you
a
can
guy.
That.
Somebody... I think I put all the weight back on, by the way.
I
think you look good.
What? Jesus.
I can't help it. I had an emotional... You've never had... You have no... You're a weird food guy, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you...
I eat for like the... bare essential amount of fuel.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy eating. I wait as soon as I start eating. I want it to be finished, and I don't eat much.
Yeah, you. Huh. We went to breakfast one morning. Me,
I'm that way with drinking.
Me, him, me, thanks Sam, me, Sam, and Norton went to breakfast, and you know we're paying for it.
Yeah.
And this guy orders. I look over. Norton orders his omelet with eggs and some other shit, and I get eggs and blah. I look over at this fucking. Centaur, and he's eating a buttered roll with bacon on the side, like a side of bacon, which is good, and a buttered roll. That's it. It just doesn't make sense.
And water,
not even
it's like a prison diet.
I was on my honeymoon for like a week and a half, and we got free breakfast buffet every day.
Right,
every single morning it was a bowl of Raisin Bran, bacon, and watermelon.
What?
And that was breakfast.
I don't get it. You eat other weird shit, too. Your family's a weird family.
Yeah, but they eat everything.
No, your family eats some weird shit.
Well, oh, my dad does. Yeah,
your dad's
a
fucking...
Well, he'll eat anything, but his snack, like, he eats sardine and onion sandwiches on, like, a Sunday with a glass of buttermilk as his, like, weekend...
These little treats.
It's Sunday.
Sunday, guys. We're gonna feed up. I'm gonna eat some raw fish.
What does he? What does he do? Fucking. Does he work on a farm? Why does he eat so much?
He's retired. He has nothing to vacation from.
Really?
But he just sits. Yeah.
What is the buttermilk? Where do you get buttermilk? Do you have to own a goat to own?
The Amish.
What's the difference between normal milk and buttermilk?
It's like spoiled milk.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, can you buy that? You can't just buy that.
Yeah,
right?
It's a lot of butter.
You can get a carton. You can get a carton of buttermilk.
A carton? Yeah. What do you mean a carton?
A carton, like a small carton. Like milk comes in a carton.
And he just sits there with sardines, which I like.
Yeah, he pops open the can.
I'm a fan of sardines.
No yeah. way.
But you don't like sardines?
No.
Have you ever had one?
Yes.
You like fucking Vegemite.
Yeah.
You do?
You want some? I got some here.
It's gross.
It's the best.
Have you tried it?
Yeah. I went to Australia when I was in like sixth grade. It was disgusting.
But your taste buds have changed since then. You're
no, they haven't.
Up. You're
you
a man now, Sam.
They haven't changed at
taste buds
all.
Change? Is that real?
I reckon they do because it's food that I used to hate. I used to hate red peppers, and then the last year, probably because smoking has obliterated all of my taste buds in my tongue.
But maybe you were just stubborn.
Well,
I was a stubborn eater when I was a kid. My taste buds didn't change. I just didn't eat anything.
Mental blocks.
I think you change when. I think you change when you get older. You start to like, I like more salty things now. Like, I like sardines. I can have sardine on a cracker. It's fucking great. I wouldn't eat a sardine sandwich with onion and then buttermilk. You know, they give in fancy steakhouses, you get a raw onion.
Yeah.
And my dad, tomato.
I eat it now, raw potato. Have you had raw anyone?
Well,
raw
you just
potato?
Peel it and
yeah,
shove
you
it in.
Maybe that's what happened. In there.
That's what happened to your hair from eating raw potatoes. It just curled up.
You peel a potato, put it under cool water so it's like cold, and then you can just put salt on it and you can slice it up, or you can eat it like an apple.
Oh, cold potato.
It's like you're eating in solitary confinement.
A little bit.
Yeah. You do a very prison-y diet.
Yeah.
Just get a bag of potatoes.
I could never eat a cold potato. What is it? It's like an apple. It's like an apple.
Right.
An
that's
apple
how you eat
potato.
It. Yeah, that's how you eat it, except without skin and sweetness and flavor. It's just starch, hard, cold starch.
Nah, dude, if I ate that, my neck would swell. I'd fucking die. Speaking of
how many did you eat right before the show? Hello!
We need a target over here.
Email me.
Boom!
Well, we got that zing, believe me. Unfortunately, we did get that one.
Oh, great.
Speaking of big guys dying, Michael... Fucking C. Hall. What's his name? Who died?
He did have leukemia, so you're not far off.
Who's Michael C. Hall? Had leukemia?
Wait, who the hell is Michael C. Hall?
The guy from Dexter?
No. Is that him? Yeah,
no,
that is
you're
him.
Thinking of Anthony Michael Hall.
I'm thinking
he was the youngest guy
on SNL.
Yeah,
he fucking left quick, too, because him and Robert Downey Jr. Stunk up the place.
Because
right.
They were good on Weird Science, and then they just...
Oh, they were great on Weird Science. But he was great in 16 Candles.
Yeah. Breakfast Club.
Vacation.
He was the best.
Vacation. He was great, and then he just fucking hit that stage.
Boom.
And then there's Thomas C. Howell, who
he was one of the Outsiders. Thomas Howell.
I think
Thomas
we put Howell. A whole bunch of shit in together.
How do we get to
I don't know.
Thomas
Michael
Howell.
Clark Duncan
the
is dead.
Soul Man?
Yeah.
He played a black guy.
Which,
speaking of black guys, did you hear about Michael Clark Duncan?
He's dead.
Yeah,
now we
is.
Move on. That's it.
That's it. We got it.
That's all we got.
Yeah, but, well, it's fair because people that are listening to this now, this is really like, man, we're nailing it because like, he died like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
so
but
people that listen to it next week, they're just like, who gives a shit?
No, they'll actually be like, wow, I never thought of that. The opinions we're about to spew out and our thoughts on Michael C. Howell.
I know, but we said he's dead and you go, no, I never thought of that.
I thought you meant people will be like, oh, yeah, he is black, just like the guy from Soul Man was pretending to be.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you say that because you look like him, the guy that was in Soul Man.
Just because of the hair?
Well, the hair and the face. You look like white guy trying to be black.
I'm not wearing blackface on.
Yeah, but you look like that.
It's that hair.
Hey, he's got black in him.
That fucking... What happened? Like, who gave it to you?
My parents.
His parents, probably, yeah.
No, like, which one of them? Which one of them has a fro?
My mom's side. My uncles have white afros.
white
but they're
afros.
Not black guys.
But they're not like, but they're like albinos or?
No, they're not albinos either. They're from Detroit, but they're not.
What does albino mean?
It's
does that give you crazy hair?
White.
I mean, I know what it means.
So. Yeah, you know. See like white albinos with like.
Because you don't only have hair like. You don't only have hair like that when it's like black hair. But his hair is red.
Oh,
Jesus
I see.
Christ. Photo Man said, I never listen to anything that shithead Sam is on.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Jeez. People think it's all fun. Like, Rob, yeah. Like you're going to be like, oh, good one. Nailed him, Sam. Yeah. You're going to be like, well, I invited him. Why would you?
Oh, some of these fans are very vicious.
Well, I think that, you know, the thing is that it's vicious when it's not to you. Mm-hmm. It's out of love. I can see him saying that just out of love.
You think
but when
so?
It's to you, it hurts.
Yeah, I don't have the love at all. I'm like, fuck that.
When they go directly to your Facebook page and send you a private message going, you Australian slut, that's fucking taken a little bit personally.
Geez, First of all, I didn't mean to do that. Second,
hey. You said you were gonna stop.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Zinger.
Joke.
Sorry, that was jokes. Very
I've been called an Australian slut too, though. I think it's probably the same guy.
You've all been called a drunk fag.
Drunk fag?
Yeah.
You said you were going to call him a fag because of the grandmother.
You called me a drunk fag.
Embargo on fag and faggot.
I said I wasn't going to talk about his herpes because his grandmother might be.
Oh, right. She's not listening yet. She's still trying to figure out how to type in the address. Just the second half, we have to worry about it.
She's going down on a guy having buttermilk and sardine sandwiches.
Hey.
Grandma Campbell.
I'm sorry.
Hey, nicely done. That's all right.
Poor Nana.
People are saying that it's not. It is on Ustream. We're looking at it. It's on Ustream.
What if it's just on Ustream for us? Well, that's why you should have had a chat room, like I said.
What's a chat room?
Yeah, how do you get a chat room?
Well, when the internet first came about.
Whoa.
Condescending.
I know what a chat room is, you fucking
you
gorgeous little boy.
What'd you say to me?
Not you.
Hey,
Joe.
You're like Sam Roberts' ugly, alcoholic older brother.
Why am I ugly? Aww. I'm not uglier than him. We're equally ugly.
You
I mean,
think you're better looking than Sam?
I'm not saying you're ugly. That came off
you
wrong.
You think you're better looking than Sam.
I think I'm
Sam.
Attractive, but I get a little ugly.
Hang on one second.
I'm not saying better looking. I'm not saying, I mean, to call me the uglier version of him is
Sam,
rough.
Sam is way cuter than you.
Much better jawline, I'll say.
No,
and better teeth.
Joe's got a...
maybe you're better looking. Whatever. I got the beard thing going. Doesn't that do anything for me?
The beard thing doesn't do anything.
From
Sam,
a distance.
For me.
I'm digging the beard with Joe, but I like the smile over here and the tats.
Can I say something?
You can't bring in tattoos. That's like a...
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, we
hang
can.
On. Hang on,
oh,
hang on.
Yes, we can.
Listen, first of all, okay, first, don't cock block me, Kelly.
What?
I think...
if you want him, you can have him.
Shut up.
There were ulterior motives.
I think Sam is cuter, way cuter than you, okay? And the beard does nothing for me.
You
okay.
know what the thing is? I'm a little socially uncomfortable, so I hadn't actually looked at Sam's face. He's very, very attractive.
He's just very attractive man.
I just don't want to be an ugly version. I mean, can I just be like a less attractive version?
For the joke, you had to be.
Well, whatever.
In real life, Joe, you're a fine fella.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. But
sorry,
unattractive.
Joe. Bobby just likes guys with twink faces, and you just don't have a twink face.
Oh boy. I don't know what a twink is exactly.
Look at
it's
right
like
next
a feminine
to you.
Gay?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Look at him. Look at that little baby blue shirt.
Like a skinny, boyish.
So a twink is just an effeminate gay guy?
Here's
like
the deal. I can
one?
Put makeup and eyeshadow on this twat, and I could fuck him.
Twink.
My mother wouldn't even fucking question it.
Oh, Jesus.
You say twat?
He's got some nice little hips on him, too, like those Kevin Bacon hips.
She said you.
You keep going lower and lower. She's like, he's got good toenails. And I thought we were going face.
I love it. She goes, Kevin Bacon hips. That's a fucking great one.
I didn't realize I was going to be judged.
We're all
judged.
Never
been
Sam.
Fucked in the air.
We're all.
That was Kevin Bacon and JFK.
Hey.
If anyone got that one.
I love that film. So I bonded. I bonded with a man over the weekend over that, our love for that film, and we ended up making out.
Oh, I love the movie
too.
Oh,
wait a minute. You made out with a dude over the weekend?
Yes.
Over this weekend?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Over JFK?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite films.
One of my favorite films,
really?
Too.
Really? I didn't know that joke.
Yeah, we can't be making out, but...
We could have at least high-fived it.
What did you do with the... where'd you make out with this guy?
At the
Dallas.
Place.
In Dallas?
That was a JFK reference. It was pretty good.
That was so stupid.
There's 20 more where that came from, everybody.
In the
that wasn't stupid. That was funny.
It made me laugh, though, because it was so dumb.
Can we please put the Patrice photo on the table, please? Yeah. Thank you.
I moved it before.
One of our fans drew this for us.
Oh.
Apparently, this is how he remembered Patrice, as a happy big black man. If Patrice saw that, he'd roll it up and throw it on the ground. There you go.
He's now judging all of you. Don't say anything stupid.
So you got some dick this weekend.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
You went from made out to dick.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Yeah.
This isn't a 5-hour Opie and Anthony show.
Right.
We're not trying to kill time. We're trying to fucking go as fast as we can.
Nice word economy.
Yeah, word economy. Yeah.
Well, I caught up with him a few times during the week, and then on the weekend, we consummated. Oh, yay!
That's
Kelly broke a drought. All right.
I'm just a little confused. You went like this. Yeah, we ended up making out. And then Bobby goes, so you got dick? And you're like, yeah, we fucked.
That's how those fucking Australian whores
are. I was telling him.
Those Australian whores are like that,
hey,
Joe.
Hey, I'm not a whore. I'm just filthy.
I thought you were going to say you're not Australian. You've been faking it all the time because you're definitely a whore. Like,
I'm from New Jersey.
You're not a whore, Kelly. You don't consider yourself a slut?
No. No, I'm just filthy. There's a difference.
These days, what can be considered?
I don't understand what the fuck that
means. I haven't had sex in like 2.5 months. That's not a whore.
And you don't diddle yourself either, right?
What? If you're talking about flicking the bean?
Yeah.
P.U.
Let me just say this. Okay.
That's actually a soda.
What'd you
one.
Say? Wait a second. Did you say P.U.?
Yeah, I did say P.U.
I actually say clicking the mouse, but flicking the bean is a soda one.
Hang on. Listen, first of all, use your fucking headphones, everybody. Can we stop talking over each other? Second of all, she has the worst sayings on the fucking planet. Because she's from another country and they come up.
They're the best, Sam.
The only
flicking the bean is not sexy.
But it's just, but I don't want to be sexy in this room. We're talking shit.
Why wouldn't you want to be sexy in this room? What did we ever do to you? Why are you going to put us down, Kelly?
Why,
I think you're hot.
Well,
I think
you
you're a good looking girl.
I don't.
Except for that haircut. That
you know.
You're like an uglier version of Sam.
Nailed it.
But he's so good looking, I'm still okay.
Sam walked in and said, what the fuck's up with your hair?
Stuck it under a little
I went to a flea market and used an old Flo-Bee. Nothing. Wow. Give me that bandana. Give me that fucking thing.
Yeah,
so you got some cock this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how was it? Did you like it? Did you swallow? Did you take it inside you? Was it on your back? Where was it?
Back and to the left.
another. Woo!
There's about 35
shit.
JFK references coming.
Oh, I can't believe we never bonded over JFK.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Holy shit.
I think Bobby looks like David Ferry when his wig falls off a little bit.
And his eyebrows falling off.
Doesn't he? It looks a little bit like him.
They're trying to kill me, but he does. You do a good Joe Pesci.
I'm so tired, I can't see straight.
I do a good angry baby. I don't do a good Joe Pesci.
The fuck kind of people are they? This fucking mobile over my fucking crib. Going around and around. I can't fucking see here. The fuck, cocksucker, you fucking.
That is excellent.
One angry baby.
All right, let me just say this, Kelly. You're married now.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And are you happy?
Yeah.
You love it.
Yeah.
But you're a weird dude. I swear to God, I think you're an alien. Because you're, dude, the food you eat, the clothes you wear, your hair, your family, and you're very, you have no issues. You have no sexual issues.
Well, I just attach on to things. I'm very loyal.
Like an alien.
I guess so.
That's what aliens
like a pod.
Did. Yeah, like Alf did the same thing with that family.
And he loved cats.
What, how did Alf
all
end?
Was cats.
How did Alf end? Did they kill him?
Yeah,
did he go home?
The government came, but then he went back to Melmac or...
Melmac.
I think so.
Oh, Alf.
It would've been great if Alf, the last episode of Alf, if he just got hit by a truck and ran him over and nobody knew what it was. People go, what the fuck is that? I was a deer or something. They just...
Whatever.
Whatever.
And the puppeteer was still in it.
A little midget.
So yeah, you're a fucking weird dude. Like you're
what? Because I'm happily like married.
Isn't that
like
sad? I'm, isn't that sad that that's weird that you're actually you don't have sex issues, food issues.
I mean, it's only been 3 months, but
you've been with her for a while.
Yeah, I've been with her for 7 years.
So you might be a creep in around a year or two. You might start cheating.
At some point, I'm not 30 yet.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'll be 29 on Thursday. Hello. Hint, hint, everybody.
Oh, hey, girl.
If you guys want to send a present to Sam, send it to 676A, 9th Ave, number 424, New York, New York, 1036.
What's that?
That's our mailbox, and we'll get presents, and we'll keep them.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been with her for 7 years, and I'm happy.
See, now, Kelly, you're single.
Yeah.
You fucking just said, fuck it this week. Where'd you get dick? Your house, his house?
My house.
Really? Your shitty apartment?
Yeah.
Should I let you, next time you stay at my place, get some conk?
I don't think, I don't want to disrespect your apartment like that.
This is the thing that would kill me. Is that
look
my,
sorry.
I have my brand new couch from fucking, from, what's that?
IKEA?
No, not IKEA. It's the fancier place.
Big Bob's.
Flanagan's.
I'm not allowed in those
Bernie
stores.
And Phil's.
Bernie and Discounters. Bernie,
quality,
why don't you?
Quality, comfort, and price.
Have you ever seen the commercial for the place in Queens? They brought where people have weddings and like, come to here and have place wedding at our place, the something palace.
I don't think, no.
We had one. It was called Franco Cozzo, and that was his name. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Wow, that's a bandana.
You know what? There are four Australian listeners right now going, "Yeah, Franco Cozzo reference."
And I hope they're doing that and not looking at the road, and they all get hit by a car. Wow, you stopped my brain.
That was just
three Franco proper Cozzo. Nouns. You're like,
Jesus,
Susan.
Franco Cozzo.
Come on, can we?
If you didn't bomb, you just flat tired.
I had people
together.
Just literally unfollow me because of that one.
Because of Joe's? No, I don't want to do that in your house, Bobby, because I don't want to like be fucking a guy in like your bed and then look over and see a picture of you and Dawn happily married. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, I've never fucked anyone in someone else's bed. I think it's weird.
What's this happily married?
Yeah,
business?
First of all, let's fucking take that and put it aside and fucking see what that's all about.
What?
Me and Don got into a huge fight 2 days ago.
Why? Really?
We'll get into that after. But yeah, I mean, look, that's why it doesn't make sense to me. I've fucked married broads in their house. I came on her wedding ring and then looked at her husband's as I'm looking at their family photos, and it did nothing
to me.
It actually made my dick harder.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, like, yeah, you fucking like that? Now, where's your husband? Fucking Cincinnati. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't understand why that. I mean, I love that. That's great about you, that you love your wife and you're happily married and you don't think like that. And you don't think like that too. That's great. Because I don't want fucking your asshole blood on my bed. I don't have to come home and just see fucking like brown stains because you tried to. It's all fucking minerally. It's not even red anymore. It's just brown. Good for you. It's not a bad thing, but it's sad that it's like almost a fucking like I'm presenting it like it's a bad thing, but it is a good thing.
No, but everybody that we hang out with though, it's very atypical.
Atypical.
Wow. I would say.
What podcast do you think you're on?
Atypical.
Is this Marin?
Atypical. One letter longer.
This is Marin Show.
Welcome back to the You Know What Dude podcast with Robert Kelly.
This is Kelly Vestuga, my friend and cohort.
Welcome back to Dr. Kelly's podcast.
We're here with Sam Roberts, aka Smart Guy.
What word should I use instead of atypical?
I don't know, something dumber.
Not regular.
Do you understand?
A word we understand. Yeah. Well, Joe might. I get it, but I don't get it.
Cooking with Kelly. Boy, are we cooking. Anyways.
She snorts. Say it again, but dumber.
I get with the people we hang out with.
Yes.
Happiness in a relationship would be not normal for them.
Well, Opie's happy.
Yeah.
Anthony's happy. He's in a
At times,
Anthony's never not been in a relationship. He's always in a relationship, and he's monogamous pretty much for the majority of the relationship.
Yeah, but some of his relationships are very short.
Yeah, but still, he's happy. You know, I get it. I understand what you're saying, but it's. There's nothing.
I mean, I also don't see Anthony being happy enough in a relationship that he'll get married again. I think he's kind of against that idea.
Well, married is fucking just atrocious.
You don't like it?
No. I don't know. Why wouldn't you want...
Real quick, Rob Sprance is on vacation, a.k.a. Jersey Shore. let me get one of those fucking cotton candies and a fucking fried Oreo. Way to spend the money on your wife. Listen. Anyway, I'm kidding. He's said it's coming right through the app perfectly.
Yeah.
So people who are listening, just know that we have a beta version of the app out right now. We have an iPhone app and an iPad app and an Android app.
But everybody's listening and they're being like, oh, let me go to iTunes and get the app.
Let me finish.
They
don't
can't
cut me
get
off.
It. They're already on iTunes.
Turn your mic off.
But it's in beta version right now, and it's working flawlessly. So soon it will be available to the public, and you'll be able to get it for free, and you'll be able to listen to the shows that go live, like Weird Medicine, The Jersey Jerks, great show, my show, and I believe Glory Hole too. When it goes live, just go to the app. You'll be listening to it streaming right through your phone or iPad or Android phone.
When's it going
to
be available?
Very soon. It's actually, we'll know in the next week.
Ooh.
Yeah, very soon. Very soon. So it's fucking unbelievable. It's a game changer, what they call it, in the tech world.
The app is?
They call it a game changer or a fucking world crumbler.
Yeah. As far as it's an atypical app.
Yes. Yeah. Atypical app.
Yes. Oh, world crumbler, truth bombs.
Where, if you guys, I just tweeted out, retweeted to some fan the actual Ustream thing. If you want to check that out too, to see if that video is coming through or the audio is coming through, let us know. I just think it's weird. It's
yeah, but you're married now.
I'm married now. I've been married for coming up in 5 years and right. a month or
you're
so.
Happy.
I'm happy. But here's the deal.
You told me you missed your wife when we were in Las Vegas.
Hey, man, I told that to you.
Hey, whoa. Did he pick his wear?
Jesus. Can I just I'm going to stop everybody right now. That is fucking Sam Roberts to a fucking. Do you understand the way he said that to me?
Yeah.
He said that. While saying, aha, fuck you, fucking fat fucking cocksucker.
That's not true.
In his eyes.
That's
as
not
saying,
it at all,
dude,
Bob.
Dude, why would you not? Look at Bob. You're
Bob.
When you sing your sentences, I know you're being a
no.
cunt.
Did you subliminally say that to him?
No, I would never have said that to him. Bob. Come on.
Robert.
Don't even.
Come on, Robert.
No, I'm saying because yeah. that goes to the point that you're happily.
Yes, absolutely. I have no problem with that. I miss my wife. I do. I miss my wife. And I'm. It's funny because I'm actually falling more in love with my wife as you go on, but
it's
I still have that sexual, fucked up, deviant side of me that I am in battle with. And it's weird because when I can shut down, it's been a year for the cigarettes. So over
congratulations.
A year. Thank
that's
you.
Right.
But here's the deal. The food is out of control. Food is out of fucking control because I was doing great. Lost 20 pounds boxing. And then I went on vacation. And I've been off the rails for like the last week. The other day, and people don't understand this. That's why it fucking bugs me. I'm trying so hard to lose weight again, and it's fucking crazy. Like when you want to stop something and you can't, it's fucked.
Was there any specific food that's
carbs?
That's what it is.
Carbs. The other day, I was like, fuck it, I'm done. I was supposed to go to the gym. I woke up at 7:30 in the morning. My boxing guy canceled. He got sick. So I got fucked. And then I don't know what to do. Of course I know what to do. You go to the gym.
Right.
Go for a walk. Do something.
Jump on a treadmill.
I have a fucking beautiful treadmill
from his bedroom.
From Yowza Fitness.
Yowza Fitness. Hold up, hold down. I'm trying to be Dan. I can't do it.
Kelly, you're doing a good job. Yeah. I'm sorry for yelling at you last week, too. I got a lot of shit on the internet for yelling at you.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Kelly. Don't ever interrupt me when I'm fucking apologizing.
I don't even remember that.
What did you yell at her for?
I don't know. Because she let another black guy on the show sign more than his name. That's why. She's fucking intimidated. She'll yell at a fucking little guy like you or someone with a beard, a white guy with shorts on. But if some black guy wants to fucking write down a rap after his name, she panics and just stares at him. When you sign your name, which you will after the show, you just sign Sam Roberts.
You're right.
And that's it.
I don't need to.
There's
like,
no fucking fear this.
Don't write, I love being here, thank you. Love
all that shit.
Don't write that. Like
that's a horrible thing to write on a table. Gratitude.
I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, well, she let fucking. You did it. You were the first one.
Yeah, I was the first.
And
because,
then she let.
Because I've been signing autographs for 10 years. And when you sign, I mean, 10 of them over 10 years. But when you sign something, you write fucking boobly boo, your mother's cunt, and then love Joe.
When you sign your mother's cunt,
so that's what I thought you did.
Your mother's cunt.
Your fucking mother's cunt.
Anyways. Well, listen, anyways, I yelled at her last week. I kind of snapped it. I apologize,
it's
Kelly.
That's okay.
I do. And then we made fun of your hair for a good 10 minutes.
No, that made me feel like I was, that made me feel good.
It looks much better
this
week.
It looks better this week. Yeah. It does. No, what'd you do to it?
I showered.
Really?
Yeah, because I worked all day and I zipped home to have a shower.
Do you shower every day, right? Right? Do you shower every
sometimes,
day?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you?
I shower.
She watches JFK more than she showers.
Because I was waiting tables all day, Robert, and I was stinky.
Do you shower every day?
I shower every day, every morning.
Every morning you wake up and shower?
And sometimes at night again.
Now, I want to ask you this question. Do you take soap? Do you use soap, a bar of soap? Or
no,
do you
use body wash.
Body wash.
Yeah.
Now, do you use it on a face cloth or a spongy thing?
Sometimes I exfoliate with a spongy thing, but mostly I just shack it on, let it just fucking do its job.
Okay, shack. See the words?
Shack it.
It just makes
shack
me,
it on, mate.
Why yeah. I fucking hate
fuck
the country.
Fuck that shit. Just fucking shack it.
I hope when the asteroids hit, the first one hits in Australia.
Yeah.
And I want to do a live
just
podcast.
Just because of the slang.
I want to do a live podcast and watch just listen to all the slang coming out of her as her people
the
are dying.
Part.
Yeah. You hate the country. I have the same feeling minus the tree.
No.
Get it?
No.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Can we just, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Joe, you're doing well, Joe. The Joe K references come off a treat.
Can you put it around his mouth?
That was pretty good, though. Listen. Because minus the tree means I hate the cunt.
Soap
I don't mean your cunt.
Soap
just,
or
a
body soap?
I use a bar of soap.
You use a bar of soap. Soap or body soap?
Bar of soap. What is this, the 90s? Loofah, baby. You got to go loofah body wash.
You do loofah.
Yeah.
Of course. Bar of soap. What am I, gay?
Well, here's the thing. When you...
hey.
Oh, man.
Don't make fun of gays.
No, the bar's no good.
When
the bar's over.
I don't think so. I think when it's your bar and you're not sharing it with other people... I think the bar is better.
Yeah.
When it's just your bar.
Nah, it's too dry. My skin gets all tight.
And then it slips out of your hand. It's a whole thing. The loop is good. It's fun. You can squeeze it. You put it over your neck and squeeze.
And I'll tell you something for nothing as well. When guys use body wash.
You're
going to
tell me this for nothing? Hang on.
For nothing,
because I have a five. I have a $5 bill I was going to give you.
I'm going to, listen up.
Say
I'm
going
to tell you something for nothing.
Oh, I can't stand her.
Something for nothing. But when a guy.
We're above the cellar, second floor. Somebody shoot an arrow through the window. Third window to the left. Just throw something through the window.
Is there a book depository?
Yes.
Yay.
Come on!
I think I accidentally said suppository, though.
It's like a Turkish year. Anyway, when I...
I just want to show myself on you. I always show myself on Ustream every 10 minutes.
Yeah, I get to FaceTime.
On the tens.
Right. Bob Kelly.
I'll time
with
it.
Bob Kelly on the tens.
There we go.
On the tens.
But when a guy wears a body wash, I can smell it on him. Like, if he's just had a shower and he's had body wash, I can smell it on it and it makes me go,
I don't
really
like scents.
Things that make you go,
You don't like scents?
No.
Why would you? Because you're an alien.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, man. Jesus. That should have been a Joe's on fire, but we lulled. So.
I think that soap is the way to go. I like the hold it. Sometimes I have a knife in there and I cut it open just to see the different layers.
Really?
Because I use Irish Spring and I whistle.
What, do you live out in the fucking West?
Wait, he's really good at this.
Well, Sam, most people don't know this. And I didn't tell, I honestly, God, I didn't tell Joel, you don't know this.
No.
Kelly, you don't know this. I've never told you this. I've actually confided in Sam about this.
I mean, I still got the text message.
Well, I confided in Sam that in a previous, before comedy, kind of in the middle of comedy, when I didn't know what I was doing, if I was going to do comedy, acting, or whatever, I decided to become a whistler. And I was I was world champion whistler from 1997 to 1999. I was the champion. Yeah, well, it's not that. If you're going to do it correctly. I mean, that was okay, though, Joe. But I was a professional whistler.
He first started demoing his whistle skills at 5 a.m. in an airport.
Really?
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
Really?
He was fresh as a daisy.
I mean, if you guys want me to, I don't usually do it, but I can.
It's really impressive.
I mean, Robert, I mean, you know, one more last time.
Some of the hits that you might know me from... My father and my grandfather were whistlers back in the day. My great-great-grandfather was from Ireland. And
just carrying on the family name, you know?
Carrying it on. And one of the things that my father...
oh, wow. You
see?
Wow, I just...
You guys know that one?
It's Bridge on the River Kwai.
And my great-great-grandfather actually went...
That is. Oh my gosh. You gave up that for comedy?
And then I actually brought it into. I brought it into like more, you know, urban, you know what I mean?
Sure,
I started
like a
doing.
Flavor.
Just, it works better with the hand movements. Let's get the camera in front of him.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha.
It's you like, see? It's really good.
It's like Louis Armstrong when he played the trumpet, just going red from...
Shut up, Kelly. You just can't shut your face, can you? That little move right there.
Wow.
Wow, that was like, Danny K. Bobby K.
Oh, man, that was, thank you. Was life-changing.
I love that Kelly doesn't even know how to do a bit. She just talks over it. I'm just trying to say what I say.
I just felt like sometimes it was a bit dead air.
it was very Danny K-esque.
Danny K.
Ooh.
Clean your fucking apartment. That's not my apartment, no. You dumb cunt. It's the studio.
Wait, so this is chat room, essentially, right?
Well, people can actually see. This is actually the studio right now. And
he thinks this is your apartment. You've got a sign.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've had a video going?
It's the first time we had a video. This is the actual studio table. Everybody signs it.
What people need to understand is, like, there's everything here as if it was visual. Like, there's a big Bob Kelly life-size standout.
Yeah,
and there's mic flags with the logo on it. And there's a big banner in the back. And there's, you know, decorations on the wall and everything.
Flood City!
Nobody could see it. USA. Why would you have all this
stuff? A fan made us that. That's a street sign.
That's for us.
That's for
the fans. The fans sent stuff in, Sam. That's from an episode we did. That's a fan. Kelly gave me the old trunks up because when this, sometimes you get down.
Yeah,
sometimes,
no, I know.
You wonder, what do you do? You fucking, you trunks up. That's what you do. Fucking trunks up. Good. Trunks up, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Trunks up.
That feels a lot better.
There you go, Kelly. Get off your fucking phone.
No, I'm doing it. I'm
doing it. I got it.
Okay.
Get off your phone.
If you got it, you got it. But I'd like to take the edge off for you.
She just fucking switched it around on me. Do you see what a woman does? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She went, oh, really? Okay, you got it. Passive aggressive is that.
So you got into a fight with your wife?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
they're
Sam.
Bad people.
That's why Sam's professional. That's why Sam has his own show on Opie and Anthony. It's called The Shit Show. No,
it's not.
What's it called?
It's called After Opie and Anthony Live.
It's called the
After Opie and Anthony Live.
It's called the After Show. This is what I love, Sam, because it was supposed to be where he would actually listen to the Opie and Anthony show, take stuff, and then talk about what happened on the Opie and Anthony show and his show.
And play best of clips, by the way.
Yeah, best of. What now it's turned into is just him going, hey, welcome to my show. He has sometimes better guests than they have. Who did you have on recently that was amazing?
We had that guy who was in The Artist and Babe. The old actor, George...
Cole...
Something like that.
Kennedy? George Kennedy?
Who did you have in the day I called? The day I called in as... what's his name's brother? I called in the show. I go, my name is Michael something. I forget what his name was. I played... It's the guy who played Jason on Michael Myers on Halloween. The actual actor. I Googled his name, and I called up and said it was me.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, really? I was like, yeah, I played Michael Myers on Halloween. The original Halloween with Carpenter. And they're like, okay, hold.
And they just put him through.
They just put me through.
But Man vs. Food was in that day.
Yeah. Adam Richman.
Adam Richman was in that day, so I was going to take some weird call screen that said, hi, the
savage.
Original Michael Myers from Halloween wants to talk. Yeah, I guess Adam Richman standing here is more reliable. But, I have a podcast, too, you know.
Yeah, you have a podcast. What is that called?
Sam Roberts Show Online.
Sam Rob, where do you find that?
NotSam.com.
I'll tell you where not, too, is fucking Not Riotcast. Sorry.
I don't know if I'm insulted by that or not. I mean, I would turn you down.
That was pretty funny. Would you?
Maybe.
Well, now you'll never know because I'm not going to fucking step on that
well,
grenade.
Guess what? Maybe now I'll do it out of spite. I'm a spiteful guy.
Well, here, I'm spiteful too. I was going to actually ask you, and now I'm
Let's
not.
Let's do it on the air.
No.
Let's do it right now.
1, 2, 3.
Fight.
1, 2, 3. Ready?
Okay.
You want to be on Riotcast?
Nope.
I didn't want you on.
Okay, well, I was going to do it if you hadn't.
I don't give a shit.
Can I please?
All right, yes. I'm kidding.
Me too. I didn't want to.
I didn't want you on.
Anyways, I didn't
want
to be on.
This is getting silly.
I want to be on Riotcast.
You are. Right now.
Oh, right now.
I'm already on Riotcast.
Here's the deal. Me and my wife got into a fight. I had a fucking, man, I had a bad weekend. I had a really bad weekend. I fucking wound up making some crazy. I went from, oh my God, you know, literally the best fucking 2 months of my life. Preparing for the pilot. We went to the fucking UFC. We had second row. We were at the expo meeting every fighter.
Yeah.
We were going to dinner, having a blast, hanging out with Rogan and Redman and Norton and you.
Dice.
And fucking Dice. And then I came home. I fucking booked the pilot. Then I fucking shot it. and then I went on fucking vacation, and then I come home and it's just nothing. It's like I'm sitting there like, now what? Like, I didn't have that next thing to go to. Like, what the fuck now? It's I built up for so long, for like maybe 4 months, this whole thing. I had something to look forward to. And addicts, what happens? You have that thing to look forward to, you can kind of get there. But after that, it's like, what now?
Right.
So I'm sitting there, and I wound up eating like shit on the vacation, and I came back and I ate like shit this week. And then Saturday, I was supposed to go work out and make that, you know, step in the right direction again. And I wound up fucking cooking a whole bowl of pasta and putting butter on it.
Why would you put butter on it?
Because I didn't have, I don't have sauce.
You were like, butter will
butter and cheese.
Butter will
do. Butter on.
Butter, not a stick. A butter and cheese. And it's actually fucking amazing. It's a poor man's olio.
What's olio?
Oil.
Oh.
That's normally what we make for kids who don't want to eat anything off the menu.
Yeah.
Just give them boiled pasta with butter. That's all they'll eat.
It's also what you make for fat, bald guys in their 40s that fucking want to kill themselves.
In larger portions.
That are too much of a pussy to fucking cut their wrists and line a tub, because I don't have a tub. Let's face it.
But you do have an awesome shower, though.
I do.
5 shower heads. Boom.
Five shower heads?
Yeah. 5.
Dude.
Wow.
And a bench.
My skin cleared up. I had bad skin for a while, and
then
we were
going to talk about that.
Yeah, we were thinking about that.
I can't. No,
I'm glad you brought it up.
You guys, I'll stop it.
I felt like shit.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hit. I mean, it was a bottom. Like, fuck, I can't.
For so long, and then
this is the thing that aggravated me about my wife, is that she doesn't. If you're not an addict, you'll never get it. You'll never get. Why do you do that? Why do you look at porn? Why do you want to fucking go to a hooker? Why do you eat so much? Why do you eat when you're sad? Why do you want to do drugs? You know, people say to me, "Oh, just have one beer." I fucking can't, because one, I'll have, and then I'm drunk and I'm arrested and I'll fucking, you know, I'm fucked.
This may sound naive, but you're like day to day, all right, I'm just gonna get back to doing comedy and doing sets and doing that wouldn't have excited you at all. Like, you're on vacation.
Well, no,
you're
the comedy right now is fucking pressing me, because because I've been so unfocused.
Why have you been unfocused?
I've been because I was trying to get other shit. I've been working on the book for the last year. I was working on another pilot, and then this thing came up, and now the book, it's like I haven't been, it wasn't just comedy.
So it doesn't excite you to be like, okay, I'm going to get back and I'm going to start writing like a motherfucker.
It doesn't yet, because I'm still, you understand, I'm waiting to hear whether this show gets picked up. Here I am waiting.
Yeah.
Might not get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you start over. Okay, let's go. But if it does, that's a life-changing thing for me, dude.
Yeah.
That's a fucking life-changing thing. That's no joke for me, you know? And there's a couple other things that I have going on, too, that I'm just sitting here. But you're right. I mean, I know what I have to do, but as an addict, what addicts do is hit bottom. Mm. Like I say in my act, you can't change. The only way human beings change is through pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You don't just wake up. Very few people wake up and go, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm done with that. And stop it for as long as they want to stop it. Most people have to hit bottom where they feel like shit. They feel emotionally and spiritually fucked. And they're like, I'm not doing that anymore. And that's what gives them the awareness of what the fuck is... why do I feel like that? Oh, it's drinking, or it's food, or it's fucking hookers or whatever. And then you go, I'm done. That gives you the power, the ability to go, fuck it, I know what it is now, boom, I don't want it. That's when you start talking to your friends, and then you reach out for the willingness. That's when you need pain, which gives you awareness, which gives you willingness to change. That's how people change.
Right.
Sadly, that's the way it is for most people, especially addicts. You know, and you know, this weekend was a fucking really bad one for me, and I'm at a bottom, and I was trying to talk to my wife, who's not. And she was giving me, I hate.
Not people. At a bottom or not an addict?
She's not an addict.
Okay, so she
just. I just hate sayings. I hate fucking people with sayings.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Flicking the bean.
Clicking the mouse.
Ugh.
Pot calling the kettle fat.
Ugh. Shitty
get
hair.
Get on the book.
That's not a saying. That's just a fact.
What was her saying?
I said shitty hair.
No. What was
sorry. He made you repeat a bomb. That set you up.
Here's the deal. Is that it's the same. He's like, you know, like fucking the grass is always greener. You know, the party's over. You know, that's what she said to me. Yeah, she said, "Well, the party's over." I'm like, "It's not a fucking party. This has been hell for me since I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
This is the one thing I can't. I've probably lost career fucking things because I was heavy at some points. Where if I was in shape and thin, I could have got something. And it's not something I can control. I wish that I could. I know motherfuckers that do, and have got, they're fucking superhumans to me, but I can't. And I know more people that can't, who are listening right now, who are just fucking fat or heavy or have been fat. And they, you know, it's just, it's a hard thing when people say the party's over. Oh, is that it? You just,
I never even thought of it that way. Perfect.
Thank you.
All right, let's end the party. Put the candles out. Put the little hats away.
Yeah.
I'll just get shredded.
No, I was partying all this time. Me eating like a pig.
Yeah. So I just snapped. I fucking snapped. And I was snapping at her, at the situation, not at her. But what she said is just, I was waiting for somebody to push me over. Some guy, I was on my bike going down the West Side Highway, and people were kind of coming over into my lane, you know, and I was fucking driving into them. Like I was trying to hit them.
You can't.
I get very violent.
Jesus, Bobby.
I get violent.
Now, so when you do something like that, when you snap at your wife, how quickly do you recognize it's because of your own problems, not because you're really mad that she said the party's over?
Quicker than I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, way quicker. It used to take me weeks. I'd go, fuck you, and I'd walk out, and I'd leave. I'd go back to my place. And then it took me, you know, a week, and then it took me days, and now it takes me, and then it took me hours, and then now it takes me minutes, you know, where I'm like, but then she pissed me off again, you know? She, you know, just her fucking sayings. She said she used another saying.
Why did she keep doing it?
I told her. I go, stop with your fucking sayings.
Yeah.
Because they don't know. There's people that philosophize situations, and then there's people that blow things off and just move on. You know what I mean? There's passive-aggressive people, and then there's aggressive people.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you? When you fight with your wife, do you hash it out until you both understand each other, or do you just you let it go?
I'm aggressive.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll push her and push her and push her.
Mm. Say that again. I'm aggressive.
I'm aggressive.
He's a pusher.
I push her.
Push.
Like, what about you?
I'm aggressive.
What about you, Joe? You're not.
I think I'm probably passive aggressive. Or
yeah,
sarcastic.
I reckon you are.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have any. Yeah.
You don't have any
ship. No, I'd just be sarcastic. Yeah.
You're sarcastic and passive aggressive.
Or I just let people go, and then I talk to my friends about it.
You trash them behind their back.
Well, I vent. I don't know. I guess trash is a way. But.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's venting or trash or whatever. Same thing.
I have a similar thing that you were just talking about with panic disorder and anxiety.
Right.
Where people are just saying that. I try to write a bit about it. I mean, I'm doing a bit about it, but people are like, just relax. It's all in your head. I'm like, yeah, it's in my head, but that's where my brain is. The whole world exists inside of my head. People are like, oh, you're a nervous Nelly, or just you worry too much. And I'm like, well, that's what anxiety is, for sure. I worry too much. People don't respect anxiety and panic. But I mean, I'm an alcoholic,
it's
too.
It's because too many people talk about it without any. When you throw words around, it loses value in the word. Like, a lot of people go, oh, I've got anxiety, I'm depressed. Really? Really? You want to talk about darkness? Like, because they don't know, they don't.
Right.
Loses so much power. Like,
well, yeah, because people have anxiety all the time because they have anxiety when they lose their keys or they have something to do.
But they don't have
like,
real
they don't have
anxiety.
Clinical anxiety. Hives. Like, I have anxiety.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah. Like, I always get the worst thing I get told if I'm like talking, like you would say venting, if I'm talking about something.
Shut up.
Yeah. But if I'm talking about something, because I get really obsessive about a thought, like someone said this to me and I can't let it go. I'm like, what do you think it means? What do you think? Should I do? Blah, blah, blah. And people go, oh, you're just so in your head. Get out of your head. Get out of here. I'm like, first of all, I'm not in my fucking head because I'm telling you what the fuck is going on. Second of all, that doesn't help. Just telling me that I'm in my head, because that's where exactly what you said. That's where my brain is. I can't. You just telling me to get over it is not going to make me get over it and let go.
Yeah, that's basically what I said, but with more words.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. No, I'm agreeing. No, because mine's different. I hate it. Anyway, it's quiet now because Bobby's in the
car. Bobby, good therapist.
Yeah.
Bobby just spewed. Had me in tears over here telling me about all his problems. He finishes. I'm like, I have a similar thing. And then just turns and goes on to Facebook.
Well, you're supposed to be
I told
the
him I would
because
do it.
I was listening. I was actually listening to you, but I was definitely multitasking. But a lot of people want to use the Ustream thing and it shut off for some reason. And it was actually getting fucking very interesting. I think panic attack is a thing. Like, see, I panic, okay, but my panic, what happens to my panic and anxiety that I learned turns to rage and anger.
It does.
I never fucking knew that.
Yeah.
I never thought, I know that when guys act fuck you, I'll beat the fuck out of you. It's fear. You're afraid of the other person hurting you, and what you're trying to do is growl and fucking hurt them before they hurt you.
Right.
Is basically what that is.
Yeah, it's just
hurt.
Flight,
it's hurt feelings. Somebody hurts your feelings, and you get angry.
Yeah, of course.
It's the same thing. You do the opposite, where you'll get anxiety and stressed out and freaked out. I do the same. I do the same thing, but I just go the other way with it.
But I have that sometimes too, where I'll lose my mind.
I bet when you're drunk,
are like looking at me. Yeah, drunk sometimes, but sometimes sober too.
Really?
Where I'll just fucking scream or punch something, and people are like, "That
have
was
you seen,
fucking crazy."
Have you seen his hives?
Like, I have hives. Yeah,
he gets hives from his anxiety. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Every 3 or 4 days.
I don't
days,
get that
yeah.
weird shit. I don't yeah. do that.
I'm a nut.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Because I mean, you know, I look at Joe and he just seems so cool. And together, because you are cool and
I'm
together.
I'm a cool guy, yeah.
You are. No, I think you are. I think he's cool. But then when like you were showing him, I'm like, what? That was crazy to me.
Oh, yeah, I'm a crazy person.
No, you're not.
Well, yeah, another thing, you're from Boston. You fucking drink. You're a fuck. You know, you're that same guy that I am. You know
right,
what I
right.
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But say, I mean, you're a nervous Nelly. You're tapping your phone, your fucking leg for the last 45 minutes. You can't
yeah.
stop.
No, I just twitch.
Yeah, you a twitcher?
Yeah.
Do you get angry?
No, I don't really get angry. I'm hyperlogical, I think. Like, I don't have
again,
a lot of...
Again, listen. Don't use hypological ever again.
Why
life.
Not?
If you say hypological...
I'm very logical.
Did you say hypological?
Yeah. Hyperlogical. You could say hyperlogical.
Not on this podcast.
Why?
Again, listen. Kelly, thank you for... yeah.
Hyperlogical
it's
is...
Welcome back to back. Dr. Kelly's podcast where we're talking about high anxiety.
Today we're going to be talking about hyperlogical people.
Hyperlogical.
We have Joe List. He wrote a book on...
Professor Joe List.
Hives.
Joseph.
And we're going to
talk Hive Five.
Yes, we have Sam Roberts, who is the king of hyperlogic. Shut the
I
fuck
didn't realize
up.
It was going over people's heads.
If you're
going
to say hyperlogical, at least say it dumb
yeah.
so that it sounds dumber.
Hyperlogical.
Hyperlogical? Yeah, now you're down
I don't
to my
know.
Level.
Like, totally logical.
Yeah, logical a lot of
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
Wicked logical.
You're a logical a lot.
Yeah. I'm like logical that's a lot, so I think, I don't know.
I guess
you know, I don't get mad that much.
Here's the deal, though, is that I went back to my house with my wife. Mm. We got into this big fight. I came home. I actually went for a bike ride. I just went on the, because I was like, I got to go move. I got to go work out.
Like a motorbike? Motorcycle?
Yeah, I got a motorcycle, which helps with, I'm a bicycle.
Push bike.
A push bike.
We call them a push bike back where I'm from.
I'm not kidding. I still don't know which one it is.
It's a bicycle.
Okay.
Not a push bike. Say push bike again.
Push bike.
I'm going to crack you in the head with one of
my dad calls it a push
fucking
bike.
Fucking Joe's empty
get
beers.
Push bike.
Push bike is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It really
she
is.
She says it with such enthusiasm.
She still just talks over everybody, too. Are your headphones on at all? Jesus Christ, what a fucking yapper.
Did I?
She push bikes over everyone.
Yeah, you just talk.
Boy.
I have a feeling for soda.
I went home and she said something else at the house. I forget what it was at the house, but it really got me going. And I just went, you know what? I go, fuck it. Just leave me alone. Stay away from me.
You couldn't even talk to her.
Because she said something that made me so fucking angry because it was so... ignorant. It was so passive aggressive. It was so like a person that it's just it's different upbringings. Like we fought and then I was like fuck it. I just went and did my own thing and she went and did her. I left. I went out of the house and she was home. I came back later and the next day like that later that night it was all over. Like I don't like that. I don't like fighting with somebody that I give a shit about
yeah.
and then just never letting it just go and
yeah,
then you show
way.
Up and it's fucking and then it's just fine. Like, all right, what's up? And you slowly become okay.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I fucking hate that.
Because then you get mad about that stuff the next time. It's still there.
What you do is you hold on to it.
Yeah. Right.
And you hold on to it and it's like a ticket in your belly and the next time you fight that same rage is there and you bring that up and you start... That same, you're bringing shit from the past up.
That's what I always do to Jess. Whenever she starts bringing something up, like if she's yelling at me for something that she's actually mad about something that I did before, that I was like, we resolved this.
Right.
I'll say, no, Jess, you're yelling at me from what we did before. And it drives her crazy.
Really?
Because I remember everything.
Yeah, I do. Well, first of all, I think that to be the people that I know, I think that, especially in this business, comics or radio, whatever the fuck entertaining it is, I don't think actors as much. I think actors are passive aggressive.
Yeah.
I think they're a lot, you know, they don't like to confrontation. They'd rather have what Joe said, what he, you know, go fucking rat somebody out behind their back or whatever. What'd you call
it? I mean, that makes me sound horrible.
Make it sound
I'm
real
talking
sad.
About an argument with my
fuck
girlfriend.
Fuck, a fucking rat.
I don't rat my girlfriend out. I go and talk to my buddy. I'm like, oh, she yeah, fucking
you vent.
Said this.
I'm sorry. You vent. Vent. You vent behind
it's
her back.
Like she's committing a crime, and I'm like, officer, it's this fucking cunt.
Sometimes that's all you need, though, just to like get it out. You need to just tell someone once off your chest. You've moved on, and it's okay.
No,
I'm not. Yeah, I'm still dating her.
You're still hating her. Well,
I was dating her. Oh, wait. Oh, moved on. All right. I tried to make
moved
it.
Moved on from, no, right. From the argument.
How okay. many knots can you put in this thing? Is it like folding a piece of paper? You can only do it eight times?
I put six knots in that, but I used it in my asshole, and I pulled it out while I was fucking about to
go. Yes. Stuck it right up there. But you need, sometimes you do that. You do the vent because you need to get someone else's perspective to fucking knock the shit out of you so you can see clearly. Because sometimes in that kind of thing, you're in a fog. You just can't see.
I love
your nose stuffed up. Why do you sound boogery?
I don't know. Boogery. I'm cold.
I love confrontation. Direct confrontation.
I love the. I love. I remember me and
verbal
Patrice,
confrontation.
Me and Patrice like, would fucking argue for hours. Yeah. I like the psychology of arguing your point.
Yeah.
With somebody, but it's not good when somebody's passive aggressive when they just stare at you and let you go on and on, and then you go all right, and they go, and they're just like fine.
I hate that.
It's like, you fucking, did you hear? I heard you.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Because they're not taking in anything that you just
said.
They
just want you to shut up.
Right. They want you to vent to somebody else.
Yeah. Like, I mean, my wife has gotten a lot better, I mean, than she used to be. She used to be terrible at it. But now we can actually, we ended up having a conversation the next day and worked it all out. And, you know, she understood where I was coming from and... You know, you got to be, when you live with another person, mm-hmm. you have to be a team.
Yeah.
If you're not there to fucking back up the other motherfucker, it's never going to work.
It's like a podcast.
It's, well, it's seriously, honest to God, like a radio show podcast, when you start having secrets are the killer. Of friendships and relationships. Mm-hmm. Secrets fuck your life.
Yeah.
The more secrets you have, the more fucked you're going to be in your life. Yeah. Because you can't walk around. You always have that thing.
But that's also why you can't. Like, I think people who have secrets are probably afraid of confrontation. Because if you...
You're saying my wife has secrets?
No.
The fuck kind of people are they? I'm just a fucking angry baby.
She's right,
Henry.
But because if you don't have secrets, what are they going to confront you with? That you know?
I think there's just some people are out there, like a lot of people that pass, just fuck it. Someone gets mad or they get mad and it dies. They walk away and they come back into a room. It's like, what's up? What's up?
Oh, I can't stand that.
But it doesn't die.
It never dies.
It goes dormant.
Yeah. Dormant. Good word.
Thank you.
I'll let you use that word.
Like herpes.
Hey.
And who knows about herpes?
This guy.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Shh. No, Campbell. Grandma Campbell might be on. We're near the halfway mark.
Yeah, I think it's just... But, you know, I'm going on 42 now, and what I've learned is that some...
You son of a bitch, Joe.
We... The Ustream link. What is this? Hang on one second. You need to tweet the Ustream link. The one you sent... For the main page.
I wish we had a chat room.
Not your channel. I don't give a fuck, dude.
If we had a Ustream chat room.
How do we do that?
I don't give a fuck.
How do we do that? You know how to do that?
I don't know. When you start the Ustream page, and then there's a chat room on the side of it.
It says we're broadcasting right now, and I'm sharing
Yeah,
it.
But to who?
All right, I'm going
to
share it right now. Ready?
Share.
I'm sharing it. Right now, we're sharing. Message shared. Here we
to
go.
To who? How'd they do that?
I don't know. I just shared it to everybody.
What's
Boom.
It connected
Bam,
to?
Look at that. Look at that. Just shared it.
Boom.
All I see is Roland tweeting about Bruce Springsteen.
Of course he is.
What else would there be?
Yeah.
Is that all his life is about?
Roland Instagrams pictures of Bruce Springsteen that he finds on the internet. Like it's not pictures from shows that he's at.
Dude, that's not how it works. Just, you're supposed to take your own photos.
He Google images Bruce Springsteen and then he Instagrams them.
Oh, poor Roland.
That was Bruce Springsteen, though.
I think I'm sniffing because I'm right next to the AC. Because normally Dan sits here and he's a big fucking monster of a shit. So it's okay. He needs that aircon. But I'm right here and it's giving me a cold. Like the fucking waspy girl I am.
Yeah,
like
well,
the pretty little flower that I am.
Here's the thing with you, Kelly. I don't care.
Also, you don't get a cold from cool air.
Yeah,
I wasn't sniffing for... I haven't.
You get a cold from fucking... You know where you get a cold from? That dirty cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking David Ferry this weekend.
Boom, boom, boom. What was that?
David Ferry?
David Ferry? I don't get the reference.
Oh, you phony...
What? Douche. David Ferry? He's like a main character in JFK, you whore. That's Pesci's character, David Ferry.
David Ferry.
Quite frankly, we didn't believe your story. Oh, really? Which part?
About the geese?
So good.
Did you share the link?
I'm sharing it right now.
For you folks listening at home, when the podcast seems like it's at a lull, it's because Bobby's fucking checking his Twitter.
I'm not checking my Twitter, dum-dum. I'm literally watching all the levels. I'm making sure the Ustream is going. I'm making sure that fucking the live feed's going out. Well, I'm doing like 9 things here. And I'm also keeping the convo going. Why don't you step up and be the fucking guy?
That's not my role. If you said, Joe, take over, I would take over.
Remember the family thing you just said? When you gotta support each other.
Well, I was checking my Facebook for a moment. I'm not the host. Last week you said take over. I took over. I had the rose.
Take over, Joe.
I had the rose thorn petal seed thing. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, Joe.
I did
nailed
a great
it.
Job.
Take over right now.
I'm already taking over. I thought we were done yelling at me. Take over.
You know I'm missing Raw for this.
Yeah.
I'm missing Monday Night Raw
for this. But you're not missing it. You're recording it.
Well, of course I'm recording it. Yeah,
of course you are. Or you watch it 2 nights later on El Telemundo. Right?
That's right.
That's what I do.
That's right.
All right, let's fucking get off the. Can we please? Because I'm excited to have Sam on the show.
Yeah.
First of all,
you are.
Yeah, fucking, you're one of my favorites, dude. Yes. And I love your show too. I know you get shit for it, but I love doing your show, the shit show. And what's it called?
It's called the After Show, but I'm going to tell you this. I don't mind getting shit for it anymore. You know why? Because it's making me like Rudy, like an underdog story. There's a bunch of listeners. They're like, yeah, we're going to get behind him anyway. So you keep going because you're Rudying me up.
I'm one of those listeners, though. I'm behind your show.
You're chanting Rudy.
Yeah, but I'd never chant Rudy.
Well, you don't actually have to chant Rudy.
Do you know I cry? Look, what movie as a guy, what movie as a guy makes you cry? But Rudy... not included, because everybody cries at Rudy.
Rudy?
No, fuck Rudy.
Apollo 13 gets me when they appear.
Really?
What do they call it? Mission Control. Good to see you again. And they all erupt. That gets me every time.
Really?
I get teary-eyed, chills, everything.
Really?
Yeah, it's really tremendous.
I don't know if I've ever cried during a movie.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't cry in there.
You're an alien.
Backdraft. Backdraft is one. When he goes, that's my brother, goddammit, and he dies, I'm tired of that siren. Remember that? Backdraft is amazing. I cried during that movie.
I cried. What's the asteroid one with Bruce Willis?
Armageddon?
Oh, I cried.
What?
I cried.
Hang on, let me finish.
Well, the Aerosmith song.
Jesus Christ.
I cried. Yeah, dude, at the end.
Oh.
Dude, when she fucking...
It's a Ben Affleck movie.
Yeah, when Ben's in the tube and he's like, you're my... And he hits the button, you take care of her now.
Party's over.
Oh my God, did you cry over the dialogue in that film? That's got one of the worst lines ever.
You cry easily, though.
Where it goes... Give me the bandana.
I'll tell you what thing I wanted to miss. This segment.
That movie has a line in it where it goes... The United States government just asked us to save the world. Anyone want to say no? You fucking asshole. Shut up your ass.
How about this line, too? How about this line? They don't want to pay taxes for the rest of their lives. And he looks back. And he just gives him, hold on 1 second. I love that line.
I don't know. I don't know Armageddon as well as you do.
How about Cuckoo's Nest?
Mm.
When he smashes the window and starts running out into
Canada.
That's
good.
That's a good movie.
That's amazing.
You cried during every movie, though. You cry a lot.
What's the movie with Christian Slater and Marissa Tomei when he had a monkey heart?
Robin Hood.
Untamed Heart.
Untamed Heart. Yeah, no. Cried.
I cried during Cuffs.
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 I remember Cuffs. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I
cried at the end of Love, actually. That scene at the airport when it's the montage of people at the airport. I fucking lose my shit.
I hated that movie.
I love that film.
You're a girl. Every girl loves that film.
No, but that's the thing. It's like the girliest film that I love.
Yeah.
Because my favorite films in the world are completely opposite to all of that stuff. Like,
you
my
don't
favorite
like
film
romantic
is...
comedies?
No.
I cried at Mr. Deeds.
What?
Come on, at the
Mr.
end.
Mr. Deeds?
With the little kid
He's
with the
He's pulling
list.
Your leg.
I swear to God.
What?
I don't know.
Here's
the
deal.
A Hawaiian Punch water fountain.
Listen, first of all.
Jesus Christ.
Scuba Steve.
No, that's not Mr. Deeds. That's Big Daddy.
Oh, Big Daddy made me cry.
That's a little
that's
bit.
Worse.
You think it's worse?
Yeah. Oh. You stop screaming.
They said it's not loud.
That's not worse.
I don't know if Big Daddy's worse than Mr. Deeds. I think Mr.
Big
Deeds
Daddy.
Might be.
Come on, with the
Big
little
Daddy's
kid?
Really bad, though.
Big
you shouldn't
Daddy.
Be crying during that
Here's
movie.
The deal. This is why I cry. I cry with kids.
Yeah.
And because here's the deal, I have all that emotion in me from all these terrible things.
You didn't have that childhood
that I learned to suppress with anger and rage and alcohol and drugs, and now that I'm opening up finally, it's finally opening up.
And you're crying
and
during Mr. D's.
I get emotional.
Yeah.
I get emotional. Once you open that up, that little Pandora's box of emotions.
Was there any movie that like you cried during and your wife was like, "What?" Like, really?
My wife laughs at me a lot. She doesn't laugh at me. She goes, she'll go, "Oh, baby," which is worse. "Oh, baby."
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, "Shut the fuck up."
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's a comedy that you can cry at.
You can cry at the end of that.
That one's brutal.
Yeah.
I get Jess, because Jess cries at everything like you. Like, yeah. She's cried at commercials. Like, you
at
know,
commercials.
Emotional Hallmark card.
What commercial?
There's a really, there's a commercial that makes you cry really bad. The one about the quitting smoking. And they leave the little kid in like the subway station. Mm-hmm. Like, "I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back in a minute." And the mum walks away and they just leave the kid there. He's like 3 years old. And they just film it. And they just do like a time lapse thing where it's just the kid going, "Where's mama? Where's mama?" The kid starts boiling, like crying his eyes out.
All right, wordy.
What?
Jesus Christ.
I'm building it up.
I know, you just built it up.
Crescendo.
For too long.
You've seen the commercial.
Here's how you tell that story, Kelly. I cry at that one with the kid. The mother leaves him. It's a non smoke. She just leaves him alone. And you're done. You're out. You start going with your accent. And he's alone. And there's a house. And there's nobody around.
I just get really excited. It's
you could also
story.
Tell it like this. I cry at the commercial that every other comedian ever laughs at. I said laughs. Weird. I think that's what happened. I said laughs.
Yeah, you got too excited.
I laughs.
I know you guys.
I've had this. This is the longest I've ever had this. I'm starting to get.
Well, herpes?
That's there forever. Hey.
Just kidding, Graham. I don't have herpes.
I fucking cry. I don't give a fuck. I get emotional.
Oh, I love a good cry. Yeah. Oh, Garden State? That's a good one.
I hate that movie.
What?
I didn't like that film.
It's terrible. It's like a music video.
I love that video, that movie. Did they tell a story already on this show?
What story?
I met Natalie Portman one time. She was in the street.
Where?
And I walked up to her and I go, "I look like you." Hey, Ms. Portman, I go. That doesn't make sense. It's hilarious. I walked up and I was like, "Garden State changed my life." And she was like,
"What?"
"Oh, thanks." And I go, "I don't know why I said that. That's not true at all." I was like, "But I love that movie." But it was fun. But I was happy I corrected myself.
Here's the thing is, in the moment, this is what I love about you, Liz, is that you will in the moment realize your mistake and be honest, even if it's uncomfortable.
I try to. That's what all the herpes materials.
Imagine
about.
If you walked away and she was like, "Oh, thanks," and you were like, "Ugh," you would never be able to make it.
I wouldn't
it
be able
business.
To live with myself. No, yeah, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Oh, Jesus.
I try not to be.
Did you see Garden State?
I did.
Did you like it?
It was all right, yeah.
I hated it.
Really?
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was all right. I cry at fucking movies. You know what? This weekend, too, I watched a lot of fucked up movies. I did a Woody Allen run.
Mm. Really?
And it really was great.
Huge Woody Allen guy.
Did a whole Woody Allen run this weekend, and then it ended on the one with him and Peter Falk. What a shit movie.
Wait, which one?
I'll fucking tell you right now. It just sucks. They were a comedy duo. I think they filmed it in the 80s. Anything that was filmed, not the 80s, the 90s, it just sucks. Any comedy, what comedy in the early 90s was good?
Blank Check.
Blank Check.
Oh,
Dumb
and Dumber's 94. Is that mid-90s? That's the funniest movie.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Ace Ventura.
Dude, Woody Allen, Peter Falk, they were a comedy duo like Lewis and Martin. They broke up and they tried to get him back. And you know, wasn't it Sarah Jessica Parker? And the mother from Sopranos was in it. But she was younger. Yeah, she had brown hair.
Edie Falco
was in it, but she was actually okay looking.
Before she got that schnoz.
Yeah, before she got that fucking alcoholic nose.
Manhattan makes me cry a little bit.
Really?
The end.
Manhattan?
She's leaving, yeah.
You know what I saw is Defending Your Life.
That
was a good one. Defending Your Life.
You could put the phone on vibrate, you know.
Yeah, I could.
I'm
should.
Just saying.
I'm trying to get to this fucking movie.
He's so bossy. Oh my God.
I mean, Kelly, you tell him. It's called Neil Simon. It's a Neil Simon movie. It's The Sunshine Boys.
Oh, The Sunshine Boys.
Fucking
blue.
Fuck Neil Simon.
You know, I forgot how bad The Lost World was. Jurassic Park 2.
Ugh,
it was
terrible.
Terrible. Because I watched
shit in the phone. The phone's in the dinosaur shit. And they hear it in there?
I think that was 3.
That was 3, okay.
Because I was watching, it was last night or this morning, whenever it was, on the plane coming back. I watched
from where?
Hawaii. I was watching Jurassic Park, and I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Because I forgot how awesome that was. And I was like, I got to watch The Lost World now. And I put on The Lost World, and it was terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I forgot. They breezed over the fact that two of the main characters just weren't in the movie.
Yeah, it's like Smoking the Man at 1, and then go to Smoking Man at 2. You're like, really?
What happened?
A heart rate monitor. Beep, 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 beep. Some bitch.
That's how I feel about The Rockies. The Rockies 2 through 5.
Really? 2 was
what?
Great.
4 was fantastic.
3 was awesome. With Clubber Lang.
They're not, though. Clubber Lang. They're fun. They're comic books.
Hey, woman.
But they're
hey, woman.
So far
hey, woman. Come down here.
From what the first movie is.
I must break you.
The first
you.
Movie is it's an unbelievable character study. It's not about boxing.
Who are you?
They all became about.
Did you say character study?
Yeah.
We're
a film nerd.
Welcome back to
character
the
study.
First film and so amazing. With Robert and there are Kelly. All these comic book movies. They become boxing. There's a robot in the fourth one. And then he ends the Cold War. I mean, that can't.
Yeah, you wouldn't
good
say
movie.
The Rocky sequels were like cinematic feats,
right? But the first one
Rocky
is.
Was.
Is.
Yeah, you're right.
Look, Rocky was not like the other movies. Definitely, it was
great.
A great film.
Right,
it was a great film. The others were like kind of like action movies. Yeah.
But
say.
That's what I want. I want.
But,
I,
okay,
I,
but
I
here's the deal.
That, but I want it recognized.
2, 3, and 4. I would say 2 and 3, especially. Especially 3 was fucking amazing.
Mm.
Clubber Lang, Mr.
Hulk
T.
Hulk Hogan?
Dude, that was
Mickey.
Thunderlips is involved.
Mickey dies. Come on.
Dude, fucking great movie. Great movie. 3
it's
was great.
It's a fun movie.
And 4, breaking down the Iron Curtain of Russia. Come on.
They're fun.
It's awesome.
They're fun. They're silly. But Rocky 1 is like unbelievable.
I'm all about the Alien films. I fucking love Alien.
No.
Alien?
You.
Yeah.
You,
I
alien.
Think the first E.T. Alien.
After that.
First one's fantastic. Movie.
First Alien.
Oh, you mean literally Alien. I thought you meant film.
No, but I'm still
alien.
Into no, 2.
Mac and me.
Mars Attack.
No, you know what made me cry the other week at your house? Yeah. Every day, Robert. Every day. I was watching Wally
I'm
at your
Australia,
house.
I'm from Australia, if you haven't guessed.
I'll get fucked. No,
you might hear this weird accent. I'm not retarded. It's because I'm fucking from Aussie.
Wait, are we talking about booing or crying?
No, I cried on your couch when I was house sitting and I watched Wally, that cartoon Wally. Holy shit, that
Wally
made me,
was sad.
That made me blow my eyes out.
Up, let
me,
up.
Go ahead, just screaming.
She gets excited.
I know, but your accent is fucks up.
Usually when you hear that noise, you go, oh, it's eating my tape. That was a gamble, that joke.
Yeah.
That was going to be a bomb or a crush.
No, good on you, Joe. That was good. No, but I was like, when he's like, Eva, fucking blowing my eyes out on your couch, man.
Wow, it's a awful. Fucking, I mean, I cry, man. I'm a fucking, now, yeah. I remember the first time I got a beating in some of the projects. You know the Somerville projects.
I know some of them. I mean, I don't know the projects.
The projects over on Mystic Ave, they're really bad projects. When I was around 13 or 14, I remember I got beat up there by 4 men. I think they were like, they were fucking.
Why'd they beat you up?
I was in there by Tweed. me and Frankie Policastro.
How old were you?
I was around 13
Frankie.
Or 14.
And 4 men beat you up?
We went up. They're the ones who sold us the weed. That we went into the projects. And they were really dangerous projects. And they went up. There was like this pyramid. Of dirt or whatever that went up to the top of it was like a swing set and all this fucking shit for the kids. And we went up there and they were like, hey, why don't you smoke it with us? And we're like, nah, dude, we're just going to bail. And we're like idiots. We stopped at this pyramid and we smoked it. And they came up, 4 men. And they were like, the thing about Boston guys that they do a lot, and I did it too, they were friendly. When they beat you up. Like they'd kick you in the face and they like he punched me and I'm bleeding. I broke my nose and I'm blood head to toe.
Yeah.
And he's like, so where are you from? I'm like, fucking from Medford. Hey, do you know Joey? I'm like, yeah, I know him. He's a good guy.
Psychological warfare.
It was,
hey,
it
I
was,
went to that high school too. Boom.
Yeah, it was fucking weird. And I remember when I was walking away, I finally got beat up and didn't cry. And it made me so, I was like, hey, I did it. I fucking finally learned how to stuff my shit down enough to take a pounding and not be afraid and cry.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to come anyways. You know what I mean? And then it took me another 20 fucking 5 years.
Can I tell you what your Riotcast team member just texted me? Dr. Steve?
Yes.
Apparently he doesn't, he's not a loyal guy. He doesn't like to listen to your show when it's live.
Really?
Because he just texted Michael Clark Duncan died if you haven't mentioned it yet. Thanks, Dr. Steve.
Well, no, we only... This is how shitty my show is. We mentioned it for 4 seconds.
That's all we needed, though.
Because we don't care.
That's how great your show is.
I actually give a fuck.
Huh.
I don't care, but I mean... You know why? I look at... He had a heart attack. He became a vegetarian, and it kind of... You know, he became a vegetarian around 3 years ago to straighten out his life. He's a big guy. He probably did some roids or, you know, ate like shit. He probably had bad health things, and he tried to clean his life up around 3 years ago, and he became a vegetarian, and then he still had a fucking heart attack and died. And I know a lot of guys like that. Mike DiStefano.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a fucking heroin addict who got sober and clean and helped other fucking people and, you know, finally got his life together and was on the verge of, you know, doing something with his dreams, and then fucking got into an argument and he had a heart attack.
He had a heart
attack. Fucking gone.
He had a heart attack during an argument?
Doesn't matter. He had a heart attack and he's fucking gone. You know, Patrice.
Yeah.
All right. He had a stroke in the middle of the fucking night. Gone. You know, even Geraldo. I mean, it's like he battled the thing, his demon. And it's like, you know, so you hear about a guy like that who actually was probably doing good. I mean, I don't know him. Maybe he was fucking doing coke on hookers' ass.
I mean, he did the show a couple months ago, you know, within the last few months.
Name drop up. Name drop up.
Oh, it's so heavy, I can't pick it up off the floor.
Wow. No,
he seemed nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would imagine he's nice. I like the stuff. The Green Mile, come on.
Yeah.
That was a pretty amazing role to play.
He's dating Omarosa.
Ugh, I can't even know that. But Bobby, what does that tell you about that? Even though after 3 years of doing well, he still got sick.
I don't know. What does it tell me?
But it's like
grass is always greener.
No, but
I hate saying
it ain't over till it's over. You know?
The one thing we could take away is you win some and
you lose some. You know,
if you
can't stop flicking the bean, then
sometimes you just got to chuck the soap on.
Just lather up the soap.
I hate sayings. Number one, I hate Australian sayings.
Yeah.
Number two, I just hate basic sayings. The grass is always greener. Man,
it is.
Hey,
hey,
man.
You know what? Go fuck yourself because you don't care about me.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
The unoiled wheel squeaks the loudest.
I know what that one means if you want to know.
Yeah, I do.
A gander is like a flock of geese.
No.
So it's like what's good for one is good for everybody.
Hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, okay?
Boom. I don't know what that
I hear
means.
That.
Yeah.
I hear that. Remember that one, Bob. Hey, next time you're down.
I don't mean to look
a gift horse in the mouth.
I don't mean to outreach my boundaries, but don't we usually take a break? I've been holding in a piss since the fucking...
We're just going to end it very soon. We're done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're not going to take a break tonight.
Oh,
we're,
okay.
We're going to actually... I'm going to add a break in the middle somewhere.
Oh, all right. Oh,
how can you put a break in? Commercial?
We do a lot of post.
Why? Why don't you go live to tape?
We do a lot of posts. Well, I'm actually recording both right now. I'm archiving here and here. The new Zoom R24 that I'm using. What did you do?
Joe.
I dropped the gold all over this podcast.
You should do all the little sweepers and production elements live to tape.
Well, here we got right now. We're going to do them at the end right now.
Okay.
You know, the one thing I hate about podcasts is they do like 10 minutes. Some of them do 10 minutes of advertising at the beginning.
That's the nice thing about my podcast. There is no advertising.
That's the way it's going to stay.
Yeah, I know.
I want to do that at the end. I want to promote your stuff because, you know, I'm a big fan of you, Sambo.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm a
bigger fan of yours. You know what we have in common, too?
What?
Which I love, which I used to have with Patrice a lot, is we're big wrestling fans.
I loved... Whatever. We were watching Bob Kelly and me were sitting there at like 10:30 at night watching Raw together.
On the phone.
For half an hour watching wrestling.
I used to do that with Patrice all the time.
Yeah.
Me and Patrice would call each other. He'd call me, I'd call him. He'd be like, yo, man, look at this Santino motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I called you because I'm just, who the fuck else do I know?
You should always call me while wrestling's on.
Is that who's watching Raw? Dude, come on, dude. Raw. And Triple H fucking quit.
I know.
You think that's a business decision, correct? That's real. He's done.
I mean, he'll be back for a match.
Yeah, but he's done.
He's not an active guy anymore. No.
Do you really think he broke his arm?
No.
What do they just get it cast up?
I mean, the same way you get a cast in movies. They just put a cast on his arm.
That's the trick about wrestling. It's like, where do you just get a cast? And it's not like a fake cast.
Vince McMahon poured concrete into a Corvette and smashed it.
Okay,
here's
my question about this. Who cleaned that up?
I don't know. You know, there's a job called writer's assistant.
Yeah.
And people have always forwarded to me, like, this is what you should apply for. But I've known people that have been writer's assistants, and they say it's terrible because they get to an arena,
yeah,
and they're like, look, we need 250 sewer rats in 2 hours, so get out there.
Really?
And that's the job. Like, there's guys who their jobs
are just to go for
ridiculous shit or clean up cement.
I can't. Well, there's a scene, I don't know if you know it, in WWE where Stone Cold Steve Austin backs a cement truck up to his. Can you guys put your phones down? Seriously?
It's distracting.
Put your phones down. Put your phones down.
Yeah. First of all, I'm trying to see if fans are texting.
I don't care. I got that.
And
we're talking about
professional wrestling.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can't pick and choose what you want to fucking talk
about.
Sorry,
it's not JFK.
Whoa. You had 6 minutes about your life. I'm like, I have a serious problem myself. And you're over here looking at the fucking...
Because that's what I do.
The
podcast. Right. The Robert Kelly Show.
His face.
I'm running the show. I can't have you and her both looking down at your phones while I turn to talk to you. You understand?
All right. Okay.
All right, listen. So you too.
I want to hear more about the men.
I don't care. Don't do it anymore. Fuck them. The feeds are out there. If they want it, they got it. You're not a fan at all of WWE.
I used to be huge, like 88 to 93.
88 to 93.
I went to the wrestling when I was like 11.
WrestleMania 6 was like my big... thing.
Who was that?
Warrior versus Hogan. It was huge. Yeah. WrestleMania 6 was great. Demolition, yeah. I loved.
There was a big
Warrior,
fall off though, like
Paul Orndorff.
1990 was probably the fall off. 90 to 93 are rough years to watch.
Yeah, but here's the thing is when Stone Cold and The Rock came back.
97-ish.
That's when it got fucking crazy.
Oh, just now you mean?
And that, yeah, no.
Like the last year.
No. When he's poured the cement.
Oh, yeah. Late
they
90s.
Had, first of all, Corvette. I hate Corvettes. They're the worst car on the fucking planet. They haven't been good since they originally came out. And when they redesigned them in the 80s, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And they've looked the same ever since. But the Corvette, he comes in, he backs up. I just get angry that you have that. He backs up and puts a cement truck and fills the car up with cement.
So the windows pop.
And the windows pop and cement goes everywhere. But I've been the back of, like, arenas.
Yeah.
These are arenas. They're owned by the fucking state. I mean...
A basketball team has to play there tomorrow.
And then there's cement everywhere on the floor. Cement? Who the fuck cleans that up? And what if it dries and there's just cement on the ground?
Yeah.
And a Corvette imprint?
Cement on the ground, what we got here.
Where do they put all the fucking cement?
Plus the Corvette. How do you get it out of there? Because now you can't drive it.
Probably not cement is what I'm thinking.
But it's coming out of a cement truck. What is it, oatmeal?
Yeah, well, they could put something in a cement
truck. It's a shit ton of oatmeal, if that's
what
it is.
Dude, it's a lot of fucking fake cement.
Yeah, a lot of fake cement.
Well, that makes more sense than a big mountain of cement.
Here's the deal. They still ruined an $80,000 car.
Yeah, I mean, the windows popped.
Well, I think they have
the windows. There's cement in it.
Yeah, there's some kind of... There's either fake or real cement covering the interior.
So you're saying...
Yeah, so they ruined a car, but it's a billion-dollar corporation.
You're saying they just tossed out... $80,000 for a fucking gang.
Dude, they used to smash lives every week.
What's that?
They're ruining lives too.
What
steroids
do you mean?
And
no, they don't
other.
Do that anymore.
No, they don't. Just drug testing.
Look at the fucking stars now. They all look like you, Joe.
But now they're all, one of them wears jean shorts. That guy, he's like the big star.
Tobias Fimke.
He's one of the last of the dying breed of muscle guys, of big guys. John Cena.
And they're all like it's
he's
all
from Boston,
Steve
by the
Jones
way.
And Mike Davids. It used to be the Ultimate Warrior and IRS and Axe and Smash.
It's
and
a big drop.
Bulldog.
Off. Yeah, IRS.
Erwin R.
British
Schenker.
Bulldog. I remember him.
The British Bulldog. Yeah.
I broke up with a girl because she cheated on me with one of them.
No. That's not true.
Swear to God.
Which one? Davey Boy or Dynamite?
I don't know which one. They were
the
twins.
Dynamite Kid.
But they were at Narcissus. Remember Narcissus
Lex
in Boston?
Luger?
There was a club called Narcissus. And she went there one night. Liam Pothier. My first love in high school, and she fucking hooked up with a...
With the Dynamite Kid?
A British Bulldog.
Wow.
One of them.
I wish that had happened to me.
There you go. I don't like that you fucking two really just cut out of the podcast.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm listening.
I don't know. She's like...
British Bulldog.
She's like...
I'm listening. I'm in. I'm talking about it. I just
squealed British Bulldog.
Demolition. Yeah. Jake the Snake Roberts. I could go on and on. I could talk WrestleMania 6
I got put into a lot of sleeper holes when I was... Growing up, I'm done with
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
What did you say?
Hulk Hogan's brother.
Wrestling was huge in my house. I think I went when I was like 10.
Do you know where wrestling is fucking huge?
Everywhere.
No. Aruba.
In your heart?
Aruba.
Yeah.
I remember the Pats were on. Big, huge game.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Hooters. And I went to...
You did.
In Aruba?
In Aruba. I went to Hooters to watch the game on a Sunday. Raw was on for some reason. In Aruba. It was all the Reuben people, okay, looking up at the TVs like a cult, not talking, not, watching it like a serious fucking game, not laughing, just like, oh,
like it wasn't
wow.
theater to them.
They were it watching it like a real fucking mm-hmm. sports event. And I was like, can I change the channel? No.
No.
No, you can't. The lady said, good luck if you want to.
But that's how it was in the 80s. Like WrestleMania 3, 93,000 people. That was like the fifth sport. It was a monster.
The fifth sport.
Yeah, but I mean, they've had
like,
more,
it really was.
Yeah,
though.
But they packed more people into buildings than 93,000 like last year.
No,
yeah.
No. That's still the indoor attendance record.
No, it's
record.
Not.
What? Since if it's changed recently.
They've, no,
Google
they've,
that.
They've packed more people in. I mean, 1986 was not their peak.
93,000 was the indoor attendance record for at least 25 years. If they've broken that, it's been really recently.
Yeah.
In the last
I think
year.
They did break it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And they're going to do 100,000 in Dallas.
100,000?
In that big Dallas
that big,
stadium?
Yeah, when is that?
Probably next WrestleMania 30.
Well, anyways. All right, we got to wrap this up, guys. This is a test real podcast. This is a beta
hybrid,
version.
You said.
It's a hybrid.
Green podcast.
It's a hybrid. It's like my bag, my BBP bag that I have, which is ooh. The best bag ever.
It's not as good as a bandolier.
Do you still have your bandolier?
Of course I do.
Do you wear it?
I should have worn it today.
Why didn't you wear it? Do you like it?
Should've I do.
Worn it. Do you really wear it?
Did
you bring it to Hawaii?
No, I didn't do anything in Hawaii. I was going
to you take it to the beach. You go shark.
No, not take a
put a knife in it. You go shark hunting.
Oh, shit. You're right. Yeah, and it's got that little clip.
Yeah, you can put shark spray in the back where the water goes.
Yeah.
You know what shark spray is?
What?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Joe, did you find it?
Mm-hmm. What indoor attendance record.
The world indoor attendance record with 93,173 fans was set at WrestleMania 3.
He just made that up. You're lying.
It's Wikipedia. That's what came up first. But it's WrestleMania. But it could be more here. I'm looking at other things here.
All right. Well, listen. We're going to wrap this up. Michael Duncan Hughes.
Clark.
What's his name?
Michael.
Michael Duncan Clark.
C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall. He's alive and
he's
well.
He's Dexter.
Yeah.
Michael O'Brien.
C. Thomas Howell.
Michael C. Thomas Howell.
Soul Man.
Soul Man.
Soul Man. We've spoken about him before.
And Michael Duncan Clark has passed away. It's sad, man. It's not. I mean, look,
Michael
I get
Duncan
it.
Dance.
What's that?
What?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
You can't speak into the microphone. Oh.
I'm just dying. It's air conditioner. I've never sat here before. This air conditioner is killing me.
I got the
me.
Flu because there's cold air blowing on me.
It's like,
I think that's how it works because I'm from Australia.
Man, it's killing me.
She really checked out around 10 minutes ago.
No, I didn't.
No, you did.
I think she
no,
checked out like did. An hour and 20 minutes ago.
When I say...
I've had the book in my hand ready to do stuff.
Here's the thing, Kelly. When I say, mate. When you whisper, when you talk into the microphone, you mumble into the microphone, I go, what'd you say? And you go, nothing. First of all, that makes me want to fucking throw this elephant at your fucking dumb face.
I didn't realize that.
Now loud. I take back the apology from last week. I take it back.
Trunks up.
All right. Wait. You know what? Hang on. Slow down.
Trunks up.
Let's be positive. Trunks up, everybody. Trunks up.
It's lacking. It's lacking. I can't
it's lacking its hope.
Look like that.
Yeah, I didn't realize either. I said something out loud.
Oh, you know, we do strength.
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 Strength. Honor.
Honor.
And
distance. That's the best one. I love that one.
Wow. No, now you're back in.
I'm back in the game, guys. Back in. Oh,
all,
yeah. Strap yourselves in.
Can we just look at the beers that fucking Joe did drink during this? The fuck?
Oh, Joe.
I think what we're going to do soon is we're gonna work this video out. We're going to work this audio out. This is the live. We had to get this going because we're going to be doing a drunk podcast coming up in the next couple weeks. And I needed to have video. I want all the people, when we start promoting this, I want all the people to be able to view it and listen to it live as it's going on.
Well, that's going to be a fucking...
So, this was a hybrid podcast on a Monday.
This is a great episode, though.
Yeah.
I had a fucking blast. This is a great episode.
We got serious. We got some good laughs.
Talk about anxiety. Yeah.
We're going to try to end it before 2 hours, too, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to stop doing that, too. I mean... Fucking 2 hours is a little ridiculous.
Why don't you just do 1 hour? Leave wanting more.
We try to do one, but we just keep talking.
Yeah. But it's stop talking.
Fun.
You're the guy.
It's yeah, but it's I don't want. I like
you
it.
Need a little self discipline.
He's doing
I
don't,
yeah,
talking.
But dude, I like it.
I like
you were
saying last week. Everyone's having fun. It's getting more and more engaging as we go
well,
on.
Well, look,
and
when I look,
if people don't want to listen anymore, they don't have to listen.
Well, here's the thing: is that absolutely. But here's the thing: when I look over at Kelly, and I know when she's tapped out. And I look over. Oh, I do. I know when people are like, I'm done. It's a fucking wrap.
Mm.
You don't get that from me, do you?
Not 1 second from you, Sam.
I'm here.
You're fucking with me.
I mean, I'm the beginning was a little rough with Sam, if we're going to just be...
I mean, if we're going to be honest. You're right.
We're talking about your hair.
I am annoyed at how attractive Sam is. It's annoying me now, because I've looked at his eyes a few more times.
Whoever thinks Joe List is hotter than Sam... tweet it, and if you think Sam is hot,
he's not an unattractive guy.
No, he's not.
Not at all.
I think
real bad teeth.
You don't have bad teeth.
I do.
Dude, I've dated chicks with bad teeth. I had to wipe the phone off after she used it. Okay? Yeah, you don't have bad teeth, dude. I mean, they're not great teeth.
No, they're not.
I wouldn't bite into clay and then present them as these are the best teeth we have.
That's how you like your girls, like hot body, but meh, yeah, funny mouth. Like Joe, funny face.
Joe, if he was bitten by a vampire, we wouldn't know if he became a vampire.
No, they're not bad that way. I just have one that's crooked. You got a snaggle tooth there?
You got a couple.
I don't have a snaggle tooth.
She just said you have a snaggle.
No, I said, do you have a snaggle tooth?
I don't have a snaggle. I have one that's crooked. I basically have two crooked teeth.
Yeah, braces though, didn't you?
I did when I was a kid, yeah.
Well, how can they move?
You had braces?
What
are they, homemade? Would you make them with an erector set?
Are they braces for legs that they put on your teeth?
Joe had Lego braces. Did you make them out of licorice? Why?
No, I failed. I think my wisdom teeth came in at some point and pushed them all backwards or something.
So you got to get the wisdom teeth. I had four wisdom teeth taken out as soon as I had my braces taken off, and I was like 14 years old.
Oh, wow.
I was a kid. I was a goddamn child. And they put me through that.
All right, man.
I'm back here, bub.
Where the fuck out, man? Yeah, you're back, but you fucking faded. So, here we go. It's all right. Don't worry about it, Kelly. All right, so Sam, what do you got, man? You got your show after Opie and Anthony, which a lot of these fans that listen to my show are Opie and Anthony fans. So make sure you listen.
After Opie and Anthony's on.
Yeah, it's called the After Party Show.
And then everything else is at notsam.com.
Notsam.com, soon to be riotcast.com. Joking.
Well, I was going to say no.
Trunk's up.
All right, trunk's up,
hose down.
Joe, what do you got?
I'm not on my phone. I'm just looking at my calendar. Same show I plugged last. I don't know when this one's going to come out, but same one I plugged last podcast. September 28th, I'm at The Spot in Providence, Rhode Island.
Nice.
With our friend Mark Norman, who was on before.
Oh, I like Mark. We got to get him back on.
Yeah, yeah. He's downstairs right now. He just texted
me. Why don't you fucking have
him pass downstairs.
Yeah.
Did he get passed to the comedy cellar?
Yeah. Oh, he's downstairs really cool. Right now. So,
maybe Joe DeRosa will someday.
September 28th, The Spot in Providence.
All right, Kelly, what do you got?
Yeah. I've got Underbelly, which is the first Saturday of every month at the Creek in the Cave. And then my other show at the Courthouse Ale House in Sunnyside, Queens, first and third Tuesday at 9 o'clock every month.
I can't wait till Kelly has a promoting gig at a comedy club.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a real one.
I can't wait till the word club is after one of her fucking.
Or the
things.
Word opening. Yeah. I'll be opening.
I can't wait till it's not a fucking food, a brew, or a fucking a mat.
Any day now, mate.
You're doing good, Kelly. Ooh. All right, we're going to talk about the next show, which is tomorrow. We're going to do another one tomorrow, but not live. Mm. We're going to talk about your fucking fiasco with acting.
Do we have to?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I thought you weren't going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about it in a good way.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, but you said you weren't going to tell anyone.
Oh.
All right.
Well, well, no, you
I want to talk about it because I want to talk about it in a good way, though, not a bad way.
If it's a good way... If you're not yelling at me and it's constructive and it's all going to help me, then yes.
Well, what I did to you before, even though it was yelling at you, is constructive because it should be. Because here's the thing. Passive aggressive, just never use you again and write you off and talk behind your back or tell you to your face. What would you rather have?
Why are we talking about this?
I do both usually.
We're teasing it.
I don't want to talk about it.
This is called the tease. Okay?
Yeah, you
this
fucking...
This is get people to tune in for the next one.
All right.
Well, I hired Kelly for a small
No, little, we weren't going to talk about it
it's
yet.
It's a tease.
What
Shut your face.
What are you doing?
I hired her for a little gig, and we had some problems on set.
Oh, no.
Sorry, we worked them out.
You're a piece of shit.
We worked them out.
Talk about it.
It's all right. We worked it out. We're going to talk about it in a positive way, Kelly. Okay,
I can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah, maybe you'll come back on.
Yeah, come back, Sam.
No, not tomorrow.
That's a little quick.
I want you back on, though. Will you come back
on? I'll come back on for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, not tomorrow. That's a little needy.
I'm going to be...
Who does crime films?
Go to Robert. Go to RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates, and go to iTunes for my award-winning app. Award-winning. You heard it. Wow. I actually got the award in, by the way. It's fucking amazing. What a great award.
Who awarded it?
The Comedy Awards. My app is the number one comedy app of 2012.
Wait till they get a load of this Riotcast app that's coming out.
This new app is fucking working good right now.
Don't even know. It's all streamed into the YouTube and Twitter. Oh,
the new app, when we go live, it's going to send something to your phone going, "We're live. Robert Kelly's live now." You just hit the button and it will bring you right to in the app, into your phone, iPad, Android, iPhone. You'll be able to listen to us live. So it's and that's all the shows that go live. And it has all the shows on it, 12 podcasts. So make sure you go to Amazon.com. Go to my website, Robert Kelly, Riotcast at Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. And if you guys buy anything off the internet at all, I don't give a shit if it's fruit or sneakers, go to Amazon.com, but hit the Amazon on our page, and you'll be helping me, Kelly, Joe, and everybody else. You'll be donating to us. Use Amazon at that, and join Gamefly.com. There's a Gamefly button on that same page. If you're going to, if you like video games, use it. It's the Netflix of video games. You don't have to buy these games and waste all your money. Just play them, and when you're done, return them and get another game. You get 2 weeks free with our trial. Just go to Gamefly.com/YKWD. Join up. 2 weeks free. You can quit any time, so you can join and then tell, you know, say, fuck it, I don't like it. Or you can stay on. But if you're a video game junkie like me, you'll fucking love it and you'll stay on. And that's it. You guys are great. I appreciate you guys listening and supporting the show, spreading the word, and make sure you go to iTunes and review.
Subscribe.
So that you get us up on the top fucking 10, which we've never been in.
Oh.
Have you?
No.
And we got to go. So, all right, man. Thanks, you guys. I'll talk to you later. Sam Roberts. We're going to be staying on Ustream, fucking around for a little bit, but the podcast is now over.
You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.